председатель, я Елена Куйжик-Луст.
Thank you. I'm a minority fellow from Moldova, for a minority fellow and a member of the youth platform for youth in Moldova. I want to make present a joint statement by the platform and of the Association of the Delphine Cultural Institution on receiving Moldovan citizenship and the process of naturalization in Moldova. We've been forced to note many cases where individuals without citizenship of Moldova have encountered intersectoral discrimination. There's a legislative base for citizenship and integration of foreigners. However, its implementation has not been effective. First, receiving citizenship is linked to problems of access to education in the state language, both for people without citizenship of Moldova and for their own citizens representing traditional minorities. A particular problem has been in the places of residence of indigenous peoples. One of the requirements to receive education is knowing to a sufficient degree the state language in order to integrate into public life. The state does not provide any services of free of charge teaching or courses. And civil society efforts don't cover all social and national categories of the population. Secondly, people without Moldovan citizenship have limited access to employment or social services, such as healthcare, social protection, and so forth. On the basis of this, I'd like to make the following recommendations to Moldova. First of all, provide free of charge broad access to learning the state language, particularly in regions where indigenous peoples and minorities live, sits in Gagauzia and Tarklizki regions. Second, provide information access to official sites in Russian, English, and other languages of national minorities. Third, provide